Blake Sutton from Whole Hog Sports. I'm here with Tom Murphy from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. He's a voter in the AP Top 25 College Football Poll, and we're going to talk to him a little bit to break down his poll. So, Tom, not a whole lot of movement in your top five, but there was a little bit. Talk about that.
Yeah, it's good to be here with you, Blake, on the campus of the U of A, where the sun did come up on Sunday and today. Yeah. So, yeah, rough times around here right now, but I think the biggest mover, well, let's see. Ohio State, pretty impressive victory in a neutral site against TCU. They came on up. I believe they were six, and they came on up to four.
Yeah.
And Oklahoma, which had a battle with Iowa State, drops down to five. And, of course, 1 and 2 are the two SEC teams, Alabama and Georgia, who really are just destroying people, destroying everything in their path. I mean, Louisville didn't put up a fight in game one for Alabama, and then they've obviously blown out Arkansas State and Ole Miss. And 62-7 is just – that's what you do to visiting group of five teams, and they did that to Ole Miss. So Georgia's done the same, crushing people. They're on path, obviously, to meet in the SEC championship game. And then Clemson, you know, got a good shot from Texas A&M on the road, Kyle Field. They withstood that, and so they're pretty solid in there at number three.
Your big mover was LSU. Talk a little bit about how many spots they jumped in their victory over Auburn.
Yeah, I had some friends in Louisiana telling me that they looked soft in the Southeastern Louisiana game in week two, coming off of a really nice non-conference win over Miami. And then they go on the road and win at Auburn. So big jump. I think I moved them up maybe from 15 up to 6 or something in that range, but a really nice jump, and it was an impressive road victory. And, you know, maybe they're the team that will challenge Alabama in the West this year. I know that's been on Ed Orgeron's plate to try to make that happen, and they've had some pretty good games with them. So, you know, we'll find out here in a few weeks what type of contender they are.
All right, you had a couple teams drop out, a couple teams jump in, including Kentucky. Talk about that movement.
Yeah, Boise State. I popped them in there for 1 week, and then they lose pretty handily at Oklahoma State. And I'm going to pat myself on the back here. I had Oklahoma State in my poll, I believe, week two, to the point where somebody reached out from me to me from Stillwater or a newspaper. So Boise goes out, and I think Ole Miss I had down there at 25. I gave them a little trial run down there. They didn't stand up very well, so they're out of there. And then the two new teams in were, Kentucky.
Yeah.
You mentioned, hey, you know, they went down and won at Florida, beat them for the first time since 86. I think it deserved spot. You know, there's a bunch of teams that are 3-0 and 2-1 that aren't teams that we think of as being perennial top 25 teams. Like Missouri, they're 3-0.
Right.
And there's a few of them out there also. Washington State's 3-0. They're not in my poll yet. There's some others. But I just felt like Kentucky's was an impressive win. Florida had been a top 25 team earlier, so they deserved to jump in there.
Well, we know it's early, but it's always fun to talk about, you know, the playoff at the end of the season. You know, only four spots, so one of your Power Five conferences is going to get left out. Who would that be right now? At this point in the season?
Well, at this stage, the Pac-12, and this is pretty much a repeat of last year where their champion, you know, Washington had won it the year before and they were in the playoff, but last year their champions just didn't match up with their complete, you know, body of work, as they call it.
Yeah.
And they're much in the same position. I mean, Stanford looks like it might be their best hope. But they've had a couple of, you know, unimpressive type wins so far. So, once again, Pac-12 has big work to do. In my poll right now, Oklahoma's number five. So, the Big 12 would have work to do. And, you know, obviously things could change or will change in the SEC unless Alabama, Georgia go undefeated and play an epic SEC championship game. And you feel like the loser of that game can't be left out. And we could run into that scenario again as well.
Yeah, then two Power Five conferences get left out.
Absolutely.
Well, it'll be fun to watch. All right. He's Tom Murphy from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Blake Sutton here for Whole Hog Sports. Thanks for listening.